So Tomb Raider, you played the remastered versions of Tomb Raider 1, 2 and 3.
Yeah.
What was your verdict on that?
Love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, as in I love it, as in like nostalgia, it brought back nostalgia. I wouldn't say much was different, but it was...
Just graphically, I guess.
Yeah, it was okay. It was good.
One of the issues that we mentioned with the first three remasters was that the controls were...
Highly difficult.
Difficult to get to grips with in the modern day.
Very.
You're used to things being easy and to...
You had to, like,
control Lara Croft.
Loads of different buttons just to, like, do a hop, skip and a jump.
Yeah. Well, so the games 4, 5 and 6 are called The Last Revelation, Chronicles and The Angel of Darkness.
That's a very long title.
So I played a lot of 4... And the tutorial was so patronising. It was ridiculous. It was like, you will walk up to the edge and press R1.
Yeah, but it's always been like that. That's Tomb Raider style.
So, fine. So I got through the tutorial, but it was still extremely painful to control Lara Croft.
Yeah.
It was like, people call it the tank controls, which means that it feels like you're driving a tank. Like, you move that lever and she has a few steps forward. You press this button and she'd sort of look to the right. It was painful to control.
It makes me wonder why they make it so difficult.
Well, it's the original controls, but should that have been updated?
For sure.
One of the controversial points is that they made Lara Croft's waist bigger with the graphical upgrade.
They've done that with a lot of
more realistic
characters,
shall we say.
Yeah.
Which I think if you're going to update the graphics, you've got to update it to the modern day and age.
Yeah, more realistic.
And if you'd have left it like it was, it
she
would
was
have
super
looked
skinny,
absolutely
right?
ridiculous.
Super skinny.
She's a triangle shape. It looks stupid.
That's my shape, right?
Yeah, you are. You're my triangle. I think if you like the first three remastered, then this is for you. I noticed that by game 6 of the 6 that have been remastered overall, when you press the button which switches between the old graphics and the new graphics, there wasn't really much difference, actually. So by the time you've got up to the Angel of Darkness, they look really similar. You're kind of not really getting much of a graphical upgrade. And that's interesting to me. £25. They're available on all consoles, including the Switch and the PC, so it's out there. It's only £25, so if you love the original games and you can hack the original controls,
yeah,
fair enough. But if you find it, you know, not modern enough, like me, I think it's one to not necessarily go for.